Good morning and welcome to the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning we're in day two of a week's focus on serving God with contentment, or serving Him through contentment. And using a devotional journal, a book I wrote a number of years ago called Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship. And this book is 13 weeks of daily devotions, where each week is wrapped around a different aspect of how we ought to be serving. And last week, the first week in the book, we looked at being called to serve and kind of laying the groundwork that serving is for everybody. And we're all called by God to serve Him by serving others. And so these next 12 weeks now, we'll be looking at different elements of how we can do that, how we are equipped to do that. And this week it's focused on contentment. And today's specific topic is serving with the contentment that comes through a fear of the Lord. Writer of Proverbs actually writes a number of times about the value of the fear of the Lord. And he talks about the fear of the Lord bringing wisdom. He talks about the fear of the Lord bringing knowledge and instruction. It is because of the fear of the Lord we can rest contently. We can rest with contentment. And I believe the same is true when it comes to serving. So we talked a little bit about yesterday. Serving is not a natural tendency for the vast majority of people that I've encountered. It's not natural for me. And so to have contentment in serving requires a supernatural act. God working in her life. And we begin to learn how God works in our life and how He wants us to serve as we grow in this fear of the Lord. I write in the devotional book, it's not this I'm afraid of God as much as it's I have a great respect for Him. A few months before I turned 16, I bought my first car. Money I had earned on the farm, raising cattle at that time. And my mom and dad were very clear that when I finally got my license, that if I was in an accident, then I would lose my driving privileges. That my keys would have to be handed over to them. And sure enough, as a 16-year-old with his own car, it wasn't long before something happened. I took a curve a little too quickly. Been watching too much NASCAR, I guess, or something, but slid off the edge of the road into a fence, and such that it required a tow truck to get me back on the road and on my way again. When I got home that night, the first thing I did was walk into my parents' bedroom and lay my keys on the nightstand. It's not that I was afraid of punishment. It's not that I was afraid of what they might do or that they would be angry. Or there really was no fear involved. It was not in the sense of afraid. It was a respect, an honor, a recognition that I needed to learn to be content with what their decisions were, knowing that they were always for my best. They were always with the best intentions. Now, as humans and as a parent, I know there's times where our decisions aren't for the best. They may very well be with the best intentions, but we don't have full knowledge. But God does. And so not only is his intentions the best, his decisions are the best. And a fear of the Lord, a respect for who he is, for what he knows, for how he acts, ought to lead us to a contentment with his decisions. And when his decision, when his commands are that we are to serve one another, we ought to learn to be able to do that with contentment, not because we like it, not because we think the person deserves to be served. Those may or may not be true, but we serve with that contentment because we respect God and we want to please him, we want to honor him, we want to show our respect by being obedient. Serving with contentment says, I trust God. I believe he will follow through with what he says. The weekends, on Saturdays and Sundays, I do an online children's Bible story reading. And this morning was some glimpses in the life of Elijah. And part of the story was Elijah coming to a widow to be fed, to be cared for, to have his needs met. And if you remember the story, it's a widow who didn't really have a lot. In fact, didn't have anything extra. Her remarks to Elijah was, I have just a little flour and oil, and I'm going to use it for a last meal for my son and I, and then we're going to die. And Elijah says, well, make me a loaf of bread first. Honor God, respect what God has asked, and he will make sure you have enough for you and your son. And not just enough for this last meal, but enough to eat until the drought and famine is over. And that is exactly what happened. Out of a fear of the Lord, out of a respect that God would honor what he said, this woman made the bread for Elijah. And then made bread for herself and her son, and then discovered that there was always enough. I believe there's times we don't serve because we think it's going to take away from what we have. If I serve as God wants me to serve, I won't have any time for myself. If I serve as God wants me to serve, I won't have the resources that I want. We'll go through the whole line of things that we're likely to lose if I serve. And I believe that's partially where the idea of serving with contentment comes in. We learn that God is enough. That this fear of the Lord wells up within me a desire to do it just because God said so. And to not just do it grudgingly because God said so, but to do it with contentment because God said so. To realize a greater contentment in pleasing and honoring God than in accumulating the stuff of this world. Today, as you look around in the weekly prayer guide that I write, today's final topic in the week is to look and see the interests of others. God says that each one of us should not only look to our own interests, but to the interest of one another. Elsewhere in Scripture, God will talk about we ought to look for towards the needs of others, look out for the needs of others, even above our own. And that only happens in a good way when we learn to serve God with contentment. When our fear of the Lord leads us to a place in our heart, in our mind, in our spirit that says, I'm satisfied. The old song says, I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. And we're satisfied with what God provides here because we know it's just a glimpse of what He's preparing for us. And this contentment echoes the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that says, I know God will take care of me. I know God can deliver me from whatever it is I'm facing. But I'm content, and even if He chooses not to, I will still serve Him only. I will still worship Him only. I will still be His child, and He will be my God. Today, as we pray, I would encourage you to spend time talking to God about living with a greater fear of the Lord, a greater desire to honor and respect Him for who He is, a fear that leads to contentment as you serve others, knowing that God Himself is caring for you. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us, and Your care for us is beyond what we deserve, beyond what we could even expect and imagine. Father, as we come to You today, I pray that You would help us to have a greater contentment in serving, because we serve out of respect and honor of You. May our fear of the Lord engulf us to where we are transformed fully. Father, as we look at the example of Jesus and we see how He came to seek and to save the lost, how He came to serve rather than be served, may our respect for Him motivate us to be more like that. May we see how He lived and walked and taught among people, and may our fear of the Lord, may our respect for You draw us into a greater pursuit of following that example. Oh, Father, today I pray that we would learn to be content. And may our respect of You, may this fear of the Lord grow within us a greater contentment than we've ever known before. And may that contentment rise up out of a knowledge of Your care for us. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our communities, our churches. I pray that we would teach them through our words, through Your through Your word, through our actions and through our attitudes about a genuine fear of the Lord. May we come to You through Christ not having reason to be afraid of Your wrath or Your anger, because we've been washed in the blood of Jesus. But may we help our children to see and learn respect and honor. And may they find contentment in their life, in a life just bombarded with temptations. With things vying for their attention and desires. In a culture where more is worshipped, more this, more that, more everything. May we have wisdom in teaching and practicing contentment that comes through our fear of you, through our desire and choice to worship and honor and respect you above all. Father, as I pray today, I pray that we would fully examine how we are living. For the things and stuff in our life that we've put in, ahead of you. For the stuff that we're pursuing, thinking it will bring us greater pleasure, greater joy, greater fulfillment. May we look to you and find a contentment that this stuff will never provide. And Father, as we respond to your call to serve, may the giving of ourself, may the giving of our stuff, may the giving of everything that you've equipped us to do bring us a greater sense of contentment than we've ever had before. May we be those that look beyond our own interest to see the needs of others. And may we listen intently to your word, your spirit living within us, that voice that calls us to obedience, to action. And as we hear that voice, may we respond with contentment. And even a joy within that contentment that we are able to serve. And Father, may the knowledge that our service to others is really service to you amplify the contentment that we live with. And in all of this, may we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Saturday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.